everybody. Today and for the rest of this week at this hour, we're trying something entirely new on the air. We're presenting for your approval a dramatic preview of a program we think you'll like. It's a public radio audition of the famous newspaper cartoon, Smiling Jack. You've followed the romantic adventures of Smiling Jack in your newspaper. You've seen him capture the hearts of beautiful girls like Dixie and Mary. And now, for the first time, you're going to hear him on the air. But remember, this is just a test. So if you'd like to have this program on the air regularly, you'll have to write and tell us so. But now for Smiling Jack. During the past few weeks, Jack has had little time to spend with his fiancée, Mary, having been drafted into the government's fight against an international spy ring headed by a mysterious person known only as The Voice. But now, because of a new development in the case, Jack has been ordered back to his own airport, and at this moment, accompanied by government agent J4, is in his plane streaking for home and Mary. J4 is speaking. Let's listen.
Where are we now? About 10 minutes out of Michigan City.
Why?
I'll get off there. Take me down.
Well, you're not going straight through with me?
I thought... I wanted you to. I didn't want anyone to know my plans in advance. From the way the Voice has been checking every move we make, I'm very much afraid there's a leak somewhere in the department.
Why, you can't mean that. One of our men sell out to
not sell out. The Voice has other ways of persuading people, Jack. Money couldn't have bought the plans for the new army gun from Gail Sanderson's father, either. But when they kidnapped his daughter...
Oh, gosh, I don't blame him. Guess I'd have done what they wanted to if it had been Mary they had. Hey, but say, the Sanderson girl must have plenty of nerve helping us locate the headquarters of the Voice where she was held. After one run-in with that bunch, I think
she's a very remarkable young lady in other ways, too. You'll understand what I mean when you meet her. You've got that part of it clear, haven't you, how she'll contact you?
Well, only what the chief told me in Washington yesterday. She'll meet me at the airport back home, and so far as anyone's to know, I'm just giving her flying lessons on these flights of ours.
And that means anyone. We've got to give the girl every possible protection. Don't even whisper this business to yourself in the dark. Understand? If the Voice knew... Oh, say, I did forget something at that. Lord, it's important, too.
What is it?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, where the devil is that order? Oh, here.
This came through from the chief just before we left, Jack. I'll read it to you.
Sure.
Official memorandum number V323. As an added precaution, the young lady, who is to present herself as a flying pupil, has been instructed to identify herself with the following words. Remember last night in St. Louis. Got that, Jack?
Sure. Remember last night in St. Louis. Huh. I wonder how the chief hit on that.
Oh, probably opened up a book and stabbed at a line with his eyes shut. It isn't supposed to mean anything, of course, except to you and Miss Sanderson.
Yeah.
And just to be sure about that, I think I'll tear up the memo now and scatter the pieces out of the plane.
All your confetti gone, J4?
Yep, and gone with the wind. That Michigan City coming into sight?
Right. I think I'll call Mary before we land.
Before we land? You mean she has a two-way radio phone?
Sure. In her trailer at the airport. Hey, turn up that switch, will you?
This one?
Right. Smiling Jack calling UHA 46. 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 Smiling Jack calling UHA 46.
UHA 46 calling Smiling Jack. UHA 46 calling Smiling Jack. Come in, Jack.
Hello, honey. I just got a second before landing at Michigan City, but I'll be taking off again right away. Will you wait for me for lunch?
Of course I will, dearest.
Swell. So long then, sweetheart.
Come in.
I'm the new mechanic, miss. Riker's my name. They told me I'm to service Jack's plane today, and I thought maybe you could tell me when he's coming in.
Why, yes, I just heard from him.
From St. Louis, you mean?
St. Louis? I don't know what you mean. Jack was at Michigan City when he called me.
That's funny. I heard he was in St. Louis last night.
Oh, no, he was in Washington then.
Well, maybe he flew from there to St. Louis.
But that's west of here, and Jack's coming in by way of Michigan City from the east.
Well, maybe he just said he was at Michigan City.
Well, why should you think that? Where did you ever get this idea about St. Louis anyway?
No, I just heard some of the boys talking.
But what about?
Well, I don't believe it myself, understand? I know Jack's engaged to you, but I'll be perfectly frank. The talk is that Jack had a very special date with a girl in St. Louis last night.
Oh, that's ridiculous. They must have been talking about Downwind Jackson.
Okay, miss, okay. I told you I didn't believe it either. Only maybe I did wonder a bit about the flying lessons.
What flying lessons?
Well, this girl, they say she's following Jack up here to take flying lessons and as an excuse to see more of him.
Oh, she is she? I mean, I don't believe a word of it.
No, of course not. Never pays to jump at conclusions, miss. After all, you can ask Jack about it.
Yes.
And for his own good, you see, to stop these rumors. Only I wouldn't tell him who told you. He might misunderstand. After all, everybody's saying the same thing, and I just told you in a friendly sort of way, see? I'll be going now. You won't mention my name, will you?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of something else.
But you won't tell Jack I told you.
No, I won't, Riker. Here, I'll go out with you. I'd like a breath of air. What? That stuff? What are you doing outside my trailer? Waiting to talk to me?
No. Oh, yes. Me mean yes.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I'll run along. Bye, miss.
Oh, goodbye, Riker. Now, come on, walk over to the landing field with me, Fat Stuff. And on the way, you can tell me why you wanted to see me. Maybe to tell me why you aren't in school,
Me no want to see you real, Miss Mary. Me just say that. Me no want Riker. No, me shadow him.
You what?
Shadow him. You know, like Dick Tracy. Why you laugh, Miss Mary? Is that not right word?
Well, applied to you, Fat Stuff, no. But we'll let that go. I think you're just trying to change the subject anyway. Why aren't you in school?
Oh, me got an excuse. Oh, please, Miss Mary, me too fat for walk so fast.
Oh, all right. Is this better?
Uh-huh.
By the way, who gave you an excuse? I didn't write one, and Jack's been away. I'm afraid you're just playing hooky, Fat Stuff.
Oh, no. Me got an excuse.
Well, who gave it to you?
Teacher, she write them. What about them, Miss Mary? That not be all right?
Well, it's different anyway. Usually a pupil's parent or guardian writes the note to the teacher. But here, let me see it.
Here, please.
I can hardly read it. Let's see. Dear Smiling Jack, please excuse him Fat Stuff from school to... Fat Stuff, your teacher didn't write this.
No.
Well, of course not. You wrote it yourself. I'm ashamed of you.
How you know, Miss Mary?
Because your teacher doesn't talk that way. This is pidgin English, the way you talk. That's why Jack sends you to school, so you can learn proper English from the teacher.
Maybe instead she learned pidgin English from me?
Not if you play hooky from school all the time.
Well, you read them not anyway, Miss Mary.
Oh, all right. Dear Smiling Jack, please excuse him Fat Stuff from school today. Him see new mechanic snooping round your airplane hangar last night. Me think him should stay home and watch same. His name Riker. How are you? Fat Stuff's teacher.
That right, Miss Mary. Me see him...
Nonsense. You've been reading too many stories lately instead of studying your lessons. And you'd better hurry up and find a better excuse before Smiling Jack gets here.
Jack, come home now? Oh, me so glad, Miss Mary. Me show Jack salute. Me learn from Downwind Jackson. See? Like this.
Oh, dear. Now you've lost another button, Fat Stuff, and I'll have to sew it on. Why don't you try to reduce?
Reduce? What's that, Miss Mary?
Oh, you know, it's... Oh, wait, Fat Stuff. This is far enough. Don't go out in the field. Why, reducing is taking off weight, not eating so much.
That what reduce me?
Yes, eat less.
Ha! Me rather get a bigger shirt.
If they make them any bigger, Fat Stuff. Oh, look, Fat Stuff. It's Smiling Jack. Well, where are you going?
You say excuse me like I'm Jack no good? No? Then we better go. Bye. Thank you. Hi, Mary.
Jack, darling.
Sweet thing.
Oh, Jack, you're hurting me.
Did you miss me, honey?
You know I did. But you're going to stay here now, aren't you, dear?
Sure, I... Well, that is, except for...
Yes?
Well, I've, Well, you see, it's been arranged for me to give some flying lessons to someone.
Flying lessons? To a girl?
Why, yes. Yes, it does happen to be a girl.
A girl from St. Louis?
St. Louis? Mary, who told you this? What else did you hear?
Don't you talk to me like that, Mr. Smiling Jack. I can't help what people are saying. Everybody's talking about it. But it's not true, is it, Jack, dear? You were in Washington last night, weren't you?
Of course I was. This girl is...
Yes?
Well...
You can't tell me anything about this girl?
Why, I've never even seen her. Look, Mary, I swear there's nothing to any of these ugly rumors you've been hearing. You do believe me, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course I do, Jack. Oh, darling, if I'm foolish, it's because I love you. You can forgive me for that, can't you?
I couldn't stay mad at you anyway, honey. You're so sweet.
And everything's all right now?
All right. Gosh, it's perfect. It's wonderful.
Hey, Jack. Hmm? Lady here to see you about a flying lesson. Here he is out here, miss.
Oh.
Gosh.
You didn't tell me she was so pretty.
Honey, I didn't know. Honest, I never saw her before in my life, Mary.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, it's Jack, is it?
Mary, I...
What's the matter, Jack? Don't you remember last night in St. Louis?
Oh.
Mary, wait. Please, you don't understand. She's gone.
But you do remember, don't you?
Yeah.
Jack certainly got himself in hot water this time. How was he going to square himself with Mary about violating his promise to J4? And what about this mysterious adventure with beautiful Gail Sanderson? We'll hear more about it. I'm going to tune in on Smiling Jack tomorrow. But remember this. As we told you before, this broadcast of Smiling Jack is a public audition. You see, here's what we'd like to do. We want to try this program out on the air. Let you listen to it and see if you like it. If you do, and if you'd like to hear it regularly, we think we could get a sponsor to put it on every day. But to convince him that you really like this famous cartoon character and want to hear more Smiling Jack adventures, we'd like to have you write and say so. And if you don't like Jack, write and tell us why not. Write today, won't you? Just address your letter to the station to which you're listening, saying what you think about Smiling Jack and Fat Stuff and Mary. And be back with us tomorrow at this same time to hear what happens when the mechanic Riker, working for a band of foreign spies, sets out to wreck Smiling Jack's plane.
Hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.